Okay, so first of all, as may be obvious, I get very passionate about this. Passionate in the sense that when the heart is engaged in that truth, it's not just an idle curiosity. It's not frenetic, but it's got a compelling quality to it. That's the best word. And but don't let that interfere with your ability to hear, or I hope it doesn't interfere. It's my intent is just to lay this out for you, and you can pick what you want to study or none of it, but it's the best I can do on my last retreat to encourage us all forward. That's the point. So, I'll give you a guided meditation through the Heart Sutra. No. But right next to me here is a picture of Kuan Yin, about 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet. It's that famous Kansas City Kuan Yin. I've seen it live, actually. It's a statue live, but we've got a picture of it. It's an inspiration to me. And anyway, so let's assume a sitting posture if we could. Just be quiet for a second. Just be quiet. Not for a second, but for 45 minutes. Just be quiet. Just let yourself be quiet. If there's some stirring up there, just let it go. Let it move on through. We're never more closer than we are when we're quiet, when we're still. So allow yourself to see any disruptions in that stillness, any way that we interfere with that stillness. Not as a judgment. This is very important. Not as a this shouldn't be happening or what's the matter with me. This is not a personal inquiry. It's a allowing, quiet, just seeing, just seeing. Seeing works mysteries, works its magic on what it sees. And if you interfere by getting reactive to what is you're doing to yourself through your thoughts or whatever, you complicate that. And you'll be noisier, not quieter. So seeing works the magic of stillness upon what it sees. So let's just seeing, just seeing. Now let that pure seeing spread out. It already is spread out, so all we're doing is moving beyond however we're trying to confine it. Just let it spread out. Have a wall-less room. When you eliminate the walls, the seeing has its own feel. You can sense the seeing. Not as an object of mind, but in the body, in everything, because it is everything. It's amazing, isn't it? You can sense it. Now, you can't own it because it's also seeing you. So feel being seen. Watch your mental and physical reactions as the seeing includes you, but isn't determined by you. We enter a true mystery here. This is a mystery. How can something be seen? How can I be seen by something other than me? How can I see myself by something other than me, or however you want to frame that? It's so beautiful. Because it's tender. You see, there are facets of that seeing that are intrinsic to it. One of those facets is love, really. So when you begin to see without being directed by your commentary, there's a kind of self-love that we have never offered ourselves, contained in the seeing itself. Just let down your guard. You're deserving of this. Just let down your guard. Some of us don't feel deserving. And so we observe that. Let's see that. We only move beyond through holding something in love. Love is the way to move beyond. Any other reaction is mind, which creates more damage and more protection. So if you want to move beyond your objections, even the objections you have about yourself, just see those objections without offering a counter argument. So that you feel held, feel held. If you feel comfortable, you can release the need to self-protect. This is benign. This is love. Can you hear yourself think? What hears that thinking? Can you hear yourself thinking about what you are thinking? Sometimes it feels like just the knowing of what you're thinking, the commentary. What's on the other side of that if you're not?
Rodney, you're muted.
Thank you. Don't get upset with that. Don't even go into it if you feel like it's too scary of a exercise. Just take your time with it. Just let the truth settle with you that I am not the seer. I, the person. That seeing is happening, and I'm taking ownership. Let it go if it's too confusing. Just let it go. Some of you are wringing your hair. Just relax. Okay, so I'm going to ring the bell now. Now just refresh yourself, okay? Go back to your usual and normal meditation, what you would do on your own. Reestablish a certainty of self if that's what you want to accomplish, and just let the rest of what I said today, just let it float off. It's not wrong, but it may not be the right timing. And that's all important. So just let yourself ease back into your normal way of seeing yourself through meditation. But the point of meditation is to understand what the self is, not to reinforce yourself through the meditation. So I'm going to ring it now, ring the bell. Thank you.